Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm Tom Byrne. When Lewis-based author Wendy G. started volunteering with the Charleston Fire Department in South Carolina, she didn't plan to write a novel. But her experiences there sparked the idea for a story filled with suspense, corruption, and second chances. In G.'s debut novel, Fleet Landing, an ATF special agent and a TV reporter team up to pursue an arsonist through Charleston and confront the toll that pursuit takes on their personal lives. In this edition of Enlighten Me, Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon catches up with G for more on Fleet Landing and the inspiration behind it.
Your volunteer work with the Charleston Fire Department essentially led to you writing this debut novel. So to kick things off here, can you give us some more insight into your time as a volunteer with that fire department, how you got involved, what you did, and so on?
That is a great question, Kyle. First, I want to thank you for having me. It's always an honor as a debut author, a miracle to get someone of your caliber. So thank you so much for this opportunity. My neighbor in Charleston is currently the deputy chief of the Charleston Fire Department. He also is the fire marshal for the city of Charleston. And they were having a series of nuisance fires, which actually served as the basis and the inspiration for the story. And he was getting a lot of negative publicity for having the crimes go on for so long the public didn't see the traction that they were actually making. So one evening when he came home, I met him in the cul-de-sac and asked if there was anything I could do to assist. I had left the Navy maybe about 4 or 5 years earlier. And I said, I have some time. Can I volunteer in any capacity? And he said, yes, I need some administrative assistance. Come on down, help me out. Well, that led to the opportunity to rub elbows with real firefighters. I have no background for that. I'm not in law enforcement. I'm not a first responder in any capacity. But being around them, being able to assist them was a great motivation. When I went to work with them, I had no idea that I would become a novelist. I was simply there to serve an administrative assist for them, and then their stories were just too rich to pass up.
Well, that leads me to my next question then. Was there a moment for you then, like some sort of maybe aha moment, or you know, one of those stories that you mentioned that sticks out when you knew that you'd take your experiences with the Charleston Fire Department and go on to write Fleet Landing? You know, was there a moment or a series of stories or happenings that led you, you know, down the path to being an author?
The fire department gave me great exposure. They opened every door for me. I had as though I was a sworn officer in the department, and I wasn't, but they gave me that kind of access. And hearing the stories, watching them do what they do, my first instinct was to find a way to honor them and their bravery, their ability to serve the public, even when the public, you know, could be ungrateful, frankly, and most of the time, obviously, incredibly grateful. And I just loved it. And I wanted to find a way to capture that moment. And so I began to conceptualize a story. It has no bearing on what eventually became Fleet Landing, but I was trying to write a fire scene, and I brought it into the office one day, and it was about 4 pages, and I read it to everybody. And their immediate reaction was, oh, that's fantastic. That's so realistic. It's just like that movie. And I went, no, stop there. I can't copy a movie. I have to be original. But that encouragement kept me going.
All right. Yeah, I was curious. Yeah, if you had to chase down a raving arsonist or whatnot, and
I did
that
not. I
was,
did not. I did have some behind the scenes look at what they do to investigate suspicious fires. So that gave me a little background. And then from there, I could do some additional research. And then there was another half. The other half of the story was actually kind of ripped from the headlines to steal that quote. It was a true life a story of someone who had been falsely accused and had spent 4 decades in prison. And I thought, how can I mash those two stories together and find a way to make it work? And so that's the story that eventually became Fleet Landing.
Well, with Fleet Landing, then it does indeed fall into the genre of mystery. So, what drew you to that genre specifically, as far as your debut novel goes, and this is the approach you wanted to go with, and you know, and looking at your process here, how'd you go about crafting such a suspenseful story or stories within the story, based on your experiences with real firefighters?
My background is more in scientific writing, educational, factual kind of presentation. So being creative was a skill set that didn't come as natural to me as the factual accounting. And so I really took time to study my craft, to go to workshops, to join critique groups, and from there I was able to get a sense of what goes into crafting a novel. With regards to fiction, the mystery and thriller genre, I've always been drawn to that, whether it's books, TV, movies. And I believe the show that came out that really got me started, I think Castle, premiered on TV, and I said, that's who I want to be. I want to be him.
Oh, I love that. Well, what characters then in Fleet Landing do you think might really resonate with readers? As a journalist, the reporter Sidney Quinn makes a lot of sense from where I sit, but I'll say I love the story around Cooper, Bellamy, Coop, and the layers of redemption and family and and his responsibilities as an ATF special agent are really intriguing to me. But what are your thoughts there, as far as looking at characters you think might really resonate with readers out there?
I'm hoping the three co-stars who will be part of the series, the Carolina Crossfire series, Coop, Sydney, and Dino, the police officer. Those are my three co-stars, and they each take a lead in each book. And I'm hoping that they resonate in terms of realism, competency. I wanted them to be first class in their abilities, and yet, have some humor and have some flaws, that they have to work around. The working groups tend to gravitate towards Lamar. They call him a lovable serial arsonist who burns for, obviously he has a motivation that is left for you to discover in the novel, Fleet Landing. So hopefully, but they do enjoy him as an antagonist and trying to figure out why he's doing what he's doing, how he copes with his ordinary life and then his extraordinary circumstances that he's forced to deal with.
Well, one last thing before we pivot to your book launch, then the title Fleet Landing. I don't think you've mentioned it yet, but where did that title come from? What's the origin story behind the debut book's title?
Two parts. One, I am a retired naval officer, and so I wanted to capture that moment of my background. Secondly, there used to be a neighborhood area in Charleston, and it was where the mailboats and things came in for both the U U.S. Navy. There used to be a thriving naval base there prior to a base closure. And also the cruise ship industry, as well as the Port Authority. So they would have operations out of there, and they had this small restaurant there in it that was basically at the end of the pier, and you could drive up by boat and, grab a slider or a ham sandwich or whatever, some seafood, and head back out to sea. I also wanted to, I'm doing physical damage to the beautiful city of Charleston in my story. And I didn't want that to be a real neighborhood, a name that people could say, oh, that's who she's talking about. So I wanted to create a fictionalized neighborhood that resembles, regrettably, some of the more modest and underprivileged areas of the city. And then we're going to clean that up.
Well, it's an incredibly thoughtful approach. It's indeed all in the name. So, Fleet Landing is set to release to the masses on June 10th. So in just a few short weeks here. So, with a planned book launch at Browse About Books in Rehoboth on June 27th. So, what can you tell us about the book launch, and what we can expect from that?
I am pleased to be at two places in Delaware thus far, Browse About Books and Barnes and Noble Rehoboth, and I'm so excited. Again, as a debut author, it's a privilege beyond my wildest imagination that they would invite me in, and so I'm lucky to do it. We're also doing a launch in Charleston, and I'm hoping to have members of the fire department join me in there. Private capacity, not their official. We can't mix public and commercial, but they're going to be there to join me. I am so honored and humbled to be able to be at those two locations in Delaware, my new home state. I'm proud to be a new Delaware resident. I've been here about 2 years now, and I'm just honored.
Thanks to Lewis-based author Wendy G. and our Kyle McKinnon for enlightening us this week.